You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nix, Winnersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we are back.
We are back.
We are back live in the studio. It's been a minute, but we've been traveling. We've been on the road almost every weekend, going to some bodybuilding show, promoting NPC Night of the Gladiators, promoting Fit Talk, and we've met some interesting people and been some interesting places.
We have been road warriors, and we've been keeping everybody in touch through Facebook. But, yeah, as far as being in the studio here to be on the radio on WVGA, it's been a while.
It's been a while, but we are so glad to be back here. And tonight, Jim, I just said a while ago, I hope I don't cry, as our special guests have driven all the way from Tallahassee, Florida, to be here with us.
And I'm have honored. A very special story.
It's a story. I mean, I'm getting choked up now just thinking about it. But I think the reason that I'm really my heart is so into this story is because it reminds me of mine and your story when I was sick.
Right. You know, they've been through a lot, you know, just like we went through a lot. We're all still here.
Amen. We are still here. I use the phrase, we're looking down at the daisies rather than up at the roots. And so I'm just grateful to God for all his mercy and kindness. But you know, not only do we have these special guests that drove from Tallahassee, and we're going to tell you about them a little bit more in just a few minutes, but Sean Eikenberry, we are so glad, is in the house. Come on up here, Sean.
How are you doing?
We are just excited. We hadn't seen you in a minute either.
It's been a while, probably maybe a month and a half, 2 months, something like that. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and Winnersville Fitness, Fit Mix, and the Valdosta Bike Shop, I mean, they've just been huge supporters of Fit Talk Radio since the beginning of time, supporters of NPC Night of the Gladiators. We were just there a while ago. The gym's looking great. Kenzie's looking great. Everything just seems to be going wonderful. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Wintersville and the Valdosta Bike Shop.
So it's been crazy. So, you know, we've seen an uptick over the last 3 or 4 months of memberships, or our memberships are rising. Got a lot of new people coming in. The only ones were, you know, in a gym business, you lose some people because they move. It's that time of year for the military. They're PCSing, going to other stations, so we're losing some of them that are moving. But, you know, our numbers are looking really good. It's building. All that's going real good. The bike shop, wow. I mean, it's just hands are greasy all the time.
You're a working man.
My old aircraft mechanic days are back. You know, it's funny. I had a lady bring a bike in not too long ago, and she's like, do you guys ride? And I was like, no, we don't ride bikes. And she said, why would I let you work on my bike? I said, I worked on aircraft for 20 years and never flew a plane. And she's like, that makes sense.
That does make a lot of sense.
So, yeah, so we've changed things up there a little bit. Daniel's now working down at Camping World selling RVs. And then he comes in at night. He's over there now. He comes in at night and does a lot of the heavy maintenance. And I hold the shop down during the day. And I got a couple of part-time employees now helping us out. But we got 50, 60 bikes in there right now. We're getting them coming from Moultrie and Tifton and Douglas and all over the place.
Well, Mike Delk spoke really highly of you. You fixed one for him.
Yes, absolutely.
We interviewed him not too long ago. He did an Ironman down in Texas. What a story.
You guys went to school together, was that right? Or just?
Well, I knew his family. Okay, he's a lot younger than me. Gotcha. But I've known his family my whole life and watched him grow up and everything. So, but that was interesting. Him doing that Ironman, yes. Riding that bike, swimming, doing all. It was incredible, wasn't it, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. It was fun having him in the studio as well. He was a great guest.
He was a great guest. Let's say hello to Dolores. Dolores Jenkins, thank you for joining us. Dolores has Fitness First. She is going to be a vendor, Jim, at NPC Night of the Gladiators.
Oh, well, welcome on board.
Welcome on board, Dolores. Thank you for joining us. Tammy Sumner, thank you for joining us. Shay Medford, thank you for joining us. Sean, I mean, we just can't say enough good things about what Wintersville and FitMix and the Valdosta Bike Shop has done for Jim and I over the years. We just want to give you a special shout-out tonight, and thank you and Melissa and Kenzie, your whole family, for always being a great supporter of Fit Talk and NPC Night of the Gladiators, you know. And not only that, but just a great friend. And everybody says wonderful things about you, and I do too. I tell them, listen, those people, they are good people, salt of the earth. And I appreciate everything you do because, you know, Wintersville, to me, is home. It's home to me. After being there in that gym and working hard for Factorx, and then it turned Wintersville, and y'all have taken the ball and just made it better, better, and better every year.
And a lot of people don't know the, you know, the story behind all that is Melissa did her internship there when it was a Gold's Gym in the 90s.
Wow.
She started there
in the 90s.
And
that's
when
crazy.
We met and dated, we that's where we worked out when we dated and got married. So that's our home too.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's incredible. And I think y'all are a great hometown gym. And, you know, if you're looking for a good gym, please go out there and support Wintersville Fitness, the Eikenberry family. Melissa, she's also the queen of boot camp.
She is.
Here in Valdosta. She brought boot camp into the Valdosta area. So just thank y'all again for all that y'all do. Well, we're going to be bringing on our guest here in just a minute, and it's Dan and Michelle Mecca from Tallahassee, Florida. I'll give you a little bit of background about this story. You know, Michelle, I interviewed her 6 years ago. And, Jim, she was battling cancer at the time. That was the beginning of her battle. And she was a competitor. To make the connection, y'all, with Fit Talk Radio, Michelle competed, you know, on stage. And then this happened to her. And, I mean, it's been an ongoing thing. And I don't want to take away from her. I want her and her husband to tell their story. But, Sean, you know, Michelle, you know, got a bad diagnosis like I did. And, you know, I believe in eating good and exercise. And, you know, when I went back to those core things in my life, after going through everything I did and taking all that medication that I had to take, you know, I got better.
Right.
I got better mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I think that's part of her story, too. Mm-hmm. And you know, diet and exercise can change people.
Absolutely.
I mean, you and Melissa know that. I found this today, and it just popped up on Facebook. Now, why it did that, and I wrote it down, it says, medicine is not health care. Food is health care. Medicine is sick care. It's time we see it for what it is. And I believe today, Jim, and you can, you know, vouch for me, you know, if I had continued to take all that medication that they were giving me and telling me that I wasn't going to be right without taking it, I don't think I'd be alive today. I don't think I would be alive, and I don't think I would be or like I am today. I think I'd be some zombie in my pajamas all day long, not able to do much of anything and be depressed and anxious. You know, I appreciate what the doctors did for me then, but I just think if I hadn't gone back to my roots, and that's what I told the doctor down south.
Right. There was a lot of trial and error with the medicine, but also with you figuring out, you know, what you could do as far as exercise and what foods to eat and what foods to avoid. But yeah, there's a reason they call it practicing medicine, I guess. But, and, you know, thank God, you know, for doctors. And, you know, some of the medications you got to have. But yeah, there were several that, you know, we just finally figured out, you know, this is not helping.
Right. I mean, Sean, you saw me. Melissa saw me back then. Mm-hmm. That's how really Jim got on the radio with me every week, because in the beginning of Fit Talk, it was just me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but when I couldn't drive, Jim had to bring me to the studio because I couldn't drive. And so while he was here, he might as well be on the radio with me.
Right. She tricked me. She told me I just had to drive. Now here I am.
I didn't trick him, you know. But well, maybe I kind of did. But
she told me there was a buffet down here. There's no buffet in here. There is no buffet in this station.
No, there's no buffet. But there is some candy sprinkled about. So yeah, there you go. There's your little treat, Jim. But, you know, for real, I mean, he came and, but, you know, Jim, I think it's just a great combination for us to be together. I mean, I think the show has flourished and people have enjoyed our interaction together. And, you know, I even saw a little bit of that spark with Dan and Michelle talking with them, you know, because, you know, when things are right between a couple, you know, they just work. They're just smooth. And so I know that our audience really enjoys listening and watching us. Very same way with you and Melissa.
That's why we like the Valentine show.
Like the Valentine show, yeah. I will have to get Michelle and Dan to come back for that one. We have a great Valentine show every year with couples, and it is a lot of fun, that show is. So, well, you know, they're saying that, and they have said it all along, you know, exercise can improve your health. It can improve your brain health. And, Jim, I know it has improved mine. I know if I hadn't have gone back to the gym, even though the doctors didn't really want me to, you know, I just don't think I would have been near as good as I am now. Not that I'm that good.
Well, but you've come a long way. And the gym has been good for your mental health, too.
Absolutely, my mental health.
Emotional health.
Well, should I tell them what's about to happen to me?
Might better tell me what's about to happen to you.
No,
You having triplets?
I'm going back. No, not
today. Oh, thank goodness.
Not today. Not today. But I am going back to work, Jim.
That's right. I did know that.
You did know that. I don't think that. Sean even knows that.
No, I didn't.
I'm going back to work. And guess what I'm going to be doing?
You're going to buy our gym?
No, we don't want another gym.
Not just no.
No, I'm going to work at Tiff Dairy Academy with Jim.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be teaching women's weightlifting.
Oh, that's great.
So two classes a day at Tiff Dairy at the private school there in Tifton. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's great news. I might go ahead and retire early now.
I don't think you better do that.
Let you do the work.
They're not paying me that much money to retire. Great. But anyway, but I'm looking forward to that. That just gives me something. 2 hours a day. It's the afternoon classes. It's the girls' weightlifting coach, so I think that's going to be a great, I think it's going to be great, Jim.
It's a perfect job.
I think it's going to be a perfect job for me. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to change over, and we're going to get Michelle and Dan on here where you can see them, and we're going to begin to talk about their story. So stay right here with us, and thanks for joining us. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we have Michelle and Dan Mecca from Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Y'all speak loud right into the microphone for us. And I tell you what, Michelle, your story is just totally incredible.
Well, I want to say thank you, but thank you for, you know, having me here and letting me share my story. I've become an advocate for cancer patients and especially stage 4 cancer patients. And I'm starting to become an advocate for all cancer patients, not just breast cancer, even though that's what it started off as.
Well, to give y'all a little bit of background, those who have maybe just joined us, 6 years ago, I did an interview with Michelle. Now, I didn't meet her. Today was the first time that I have laid my eyes on Michelle. And it didn't seem that way, did it, Michelle?
No.
It seemed like I've known y'all this time, but yeah, it's because we've communicated. We've talked on the phone. We have kept up with her on Facebook. And but since then, you know, the cancer started 6 years ago. Tell us a little bit about what happened. And now, 6 years ago, you didn't have Dan.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about all that.
Yes. So 6 years I got diagnosed with breast cancer. Started out as stage 2, went through chemo, double mastectomy, lymph node removal, had a skull biopsy, came back as stage 3 because I had it in my lymph nodes. So it ended up that, you know, they put me on, you know, a preventative chemo for several months. I got 15 months of remission and started having some weird things that were happening to me. I'd get, like, you know, this hot flush over me. I would feel weird. My head would shake a little bit. And I would lose somewhat of the control of my right arm. So I really didn't say anything, but I started writing it down that it was happening. And the weird thing is that I would put a circle with a little squiggly mark because I was like, I don't feel right. Well, little did I know later on, that was almost like how my brain looked because it ended up being a brain tumor. And what I was having were what is called focal seizures. And my husband now, who was my fiance then, witnessed it firsthand, and he said, well, I'm either going to take you to the emergency room, or you're going to go to Mayo Clinic, or I'm going to call your mother.
So he gave you some really good choices, Dan, didn't you?
Yeah.
Michelle tried to mask it as low blood sugar, or she worked in the financial industry. It was the end of COVID. Now, I was lucky enough to meet Michelle after she went into remission, and it was funny because on our second or third date, she said to me, she said, you know, there's a chance that this can come back. So, and I said, she was so beautiful and I was taken back. I said, of course. And then, go ahead, you could tell the rest of the story after. Well, we went to Mayo a couple of days after that. I saw it happen. And it was scary. She went
blank. She did go to Mayo.
She did go to Mayo Clinic. And then tell them about May 21st.
I believe it was May
21st.
May 28th. Yes. Yeah. So we went to Mayo Clinic. And like I said, you know, I had already been through so much with cancer that I thought, okay, and this sounds weird, but I really wasn't scared of it. I thought, well, maybe I'm having a little epilepsy, you know, which they can fix with medication. And I said, you know, we'll get this looked at. They did a brain MRI. I was so certain that nothing was wrong that I told my oncologist, you know, give me a call. And Dan was like, don't you want to stay for your appointment? I said, no, I'm just going to do the online thing and I'm just going to have her call me. And we were headed back to Tallahassee. We were on I-10 and she called me and she said, Michelle, I hate to tell you this, but your cancer has come back in your brain and you have a brain tumor and it is significant and it is in your left frontal lobe. And, you know, I sat in silence and I just thought, she's got this mixed up. This isn't me. There's what, you know? So, then I got a call immediately from a world renowned neurosurgeon and my oncologist told me that he would be calling me. And that she had already literally run down the hall to get him involved and to get this tumor out. So obviously we pulled over on the side of the road and I could barely breathe. The neurosurgeon actually called my mother as well.
Wow.
And, you know, Dan went into, you know, power mode and just got on the phone with everybody. He didn't get emotional. He just said, okay, we got to deal with this. And it was one step at a time.
And I hate to interrupt, there was I know this sounds perverse, but there was a tad of relief because for 4 months, 5 months, Michelle expressed uncontrollable emotions and anger and crying with no outside stimulus. There was nothing causing it.
Right.
And
well, I do that every day, don't I, Jim? Hormones. That's what I blame it on. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to break the tension here.
So I took a deep breath and said, okay, this explains.
Right. Sure. There was the explanation for everything that was going on with her.
At least you had an answer.
Right.
Right, because then you can go in the direction you have to go in at this point, as opposed to just masking it, saying, well, what is it? What's causing this? Is it emotions? Is it cancer? Is it, you know, whatever it happens to be? Yeah, so we pulled over. I didn't have the ability to drive. When I pulled over, I was shaking, but we went into mode and...
Well, you did.
Well, we went
not
home.
Not me. I don't know where I was at that time.
We went home, and she talked to her boys that night.
Yeah. I talked to them immediately. I am all about, you know, for the most part, transparency, you know, to a point, with the kids. But I am very transparent about my story. And, you know, after that day, you know, we were already engaged. And I said, to Dan, I said, there is, unless I move in with my mother, who's in South Carolina, or my father here in town, you know, I don't want to be without you, period. But if you feel that you can't handle this, I wouldn't blame you. You can absolutely walk away because I'm not sure if I could do it.
But the night before is the minute that I knew who my wife was. So we laid in bed that night. It's, what, midnight?
Mm-hmm.
We're packing to go away for 7 days. She was supposed to have surgery, a craniotomy, a battery of tests, and we're laying in bed. And I finally give myself a chance to break down. And she rolled over on me, almost like she's doing a push-up over me. And she looked at me. She said, "There are no victims in this house."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Okay, that's the way we're going to go." Art.
That's powerful. There are no victims in this house. Good job, Michelle. Good congratulations. For good for you. Good for you. And Dan, good for you for being the strong man. I mean, Michelle, how blessed can we be? I mean, I can say the same thing about my husband. I mean, he is a strong man. You know, God provided us with who and whatever we needed during this time.
Well, and I absolutely believe that God sent Dan to me. And I have no doubt. I have no idea, you know, where this man came from. He came quickly into my life, and I'm still just in awe of him and his strength and his love, and his heart is just huge and bottomless. And he took my kids in, you know, took them right into his arms, and he treats them as, you know, they're his. And it's wonderful. But I do, before I met him, with having cancer and going through a divorce and having two teenagers, it was huge to me that my boys not, you know, have a victim mentality.
Right.
And so I always said, there are no victims in this house. You know, they would come home, complain, you know, whatever. And I would say, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. If I can do this, then you can do that. And I think a lot of that mindset and that discipline came from competing.
Yeah. Because it's not for the weak-hearted, is
no.
it?
No. No,
I mean,
no.
In the last two shows that Jim and I have been to, you know, I'll go up to the competitors and I'll say, well, how are you doing? Are you doing okay?
Invite them to our show.
And invite them to our show. And two of them, two women in the last two shows have come up and said, this is terrible. This is awful. I don't know.
One and done. I'm not doing this
again. I'm not ever doing this again. I mean, you know.
I don't know why you people do this.
I know. Yeah. I mean, can you? So you're right. So, you know, once you've done that and then you've gone through this, I mean, you can go through anything. You just have to discipline your mind and body. And that's what you've done. I mean, the story is just so incredible. I mean, so now you've got to have brain surgery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what happened after that?
Well, you know, I went in and saw the surgeon, and there were actually three different doctors. And, I said, you know, okay.
Was this down in Jacksonville?
Mayo Clinic. Yes. Okay. Yes, in Jacksonville. And I just said, okay, well, we got to do what we got to do. I want it out. And when I met with the neurosurgeon, I said, listen, this is who I am. And I showed him a picture of me competing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have two boys. Showed him pictures of the boys. This is my husband. And
I wasn't
your
husband until the next day.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a funny story.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, he looked at me and he said, well, with your lifestyle, I can tell you're extremely healthy. You're young. And I was only 46 at the time. 46 at the time. He just said, let's try gamma knife radiation first. He said, because at the very least, best case scenario, you will lose control of your right arm. Worst case scenario, you'll be paralyzed on your right side. So that was kind of where we were at. I think it was that day or the day after we decided, okay, absolutely. He said, yes, let's go ahead and get married. And, you know, he didn't even hesitate. He didn't flinch. And we had to quickly get it done. We went to a strip mall in Jacksonville to get this marriage license. And we're scrambling. My family's coming over from Tallahassee. And
we asked a woman, we got her marriage license in the strip mall in Duval County. And we said, okay, now where are we going to do this? And she said, there's a really nice tree out back. and calmer heads prevailed, and we drove down to Jacksonville Beach. And it was you know, her dress came from Old Navy. My shirt came mm-hmm. from Target. It was.
We had no time,
right?
You know, to really get ready. So yeah, we got married on the beach in Jacksonville, and I had to in my bare feet. Yeah, it was wild. But
what a great story, Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, Jim and I got married at the beach. We had a funny story too. But nothing like this, you know. But you know, so many similarities that remind you of us.
Right.
But it sounds like it was beautiful no matter what. I mean, there was love there. There was compassion. There was gentleness and kindness. And I think if you have love, it doesn't matter what you're wearing or where you are.
Yeah, yeah. So we had this big wedding set up. We had all these plans, and they all just went out the window, you know. And that's what happens with life sometimes.
Sure.
When you make a bunch of plans, that's what happens. So, you know, anyway, we got married. We did the gamma knife radiation. And that seemed to have results. Once we came back a few weeks later, the radiation oncologist said, I expected to see more tumors. And when I met with the neurologist, she said, had you not come in, you would have probably made it two more months.
Wow.
And then she...
There's a funny story coming.
She said, she said, you know, I'd really take it easy, you know, and all of that. And, you know, had you not come in, it would be two more months. You have approximately 12 to 18 months is our prognosis.
Wow.
And she told me to take it easy. And I just looked at her and I said, well, but how quickly can I go to the gym? Like, what? And I don't know why that came to my head, but that mm-hmm. was my life. And I'm going, this isn't happening. Like, I need to get to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about?
It was funnier than that. So we're both emotional, and we said, okay, we've got to ask the tougher question. What are we looking at life expectancy? And she interrupted me, and she said, okay. So the oncologist really didn't want me to work out. So what do you think? What can I do? And she said, a half an hour. She said, so then Michelle said, so a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour in the afternoon. So she's negotiating after she gets this life expectancy news. And to fast forward, and I don't want to, but she is still in the gym twice a day, 5 days a week, and then again once a day on the weekends. So she is an absolute force, and you can tell them.
We're going to take a commercial break okay. right here, and we'll gather our thoughts. But what a story. And there's more to this. Jim.
Maria.
What do you think?
I think this is an amazing woman, an amazing couple.
I think they are, too. And we are just so glad that they have joined us tonight on Fit Talk. So we'll be right back after these messages. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochrane, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here with Michelle and Dan Mecca from Tallahassee. What a great story, Jim. And it's not even over yet. But I want to say hello to Pam Quick. Thank you for joining us. To Michael Delk. Thank you for joining us. And Michael, we're going to have you back on the show too to talk about that healthy eating. Todd Payette, thank you for joining us. And Tommy Massey, thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. I know there's been more, but we just want to say hello to the few viewers out there. Of course, you can listen live on the radio, 105.9 WVGA here in 6 counties. Or you can be listening live at ValdostaToday.com. And ValdostaToday.com, this show will be archived, so you can listen to it at your leisure, and it will be on Facebook for the next 30 days. So, Michelle, I mean, you had the Gamma Knife treatment. It began to help. And then what happened?
You know, well, it started shrinking, and again, he thought there would be more tumors.
He thought more would come up.
More would have come up. What I had, or what I have, is HER2-positive breast cancer is how it started, which is it's an aggressive breast cancer. For anyone who knows, you know, anything about breast cancer. And it will typically metastasize in the brain is what I have read.
Okay.
And, you know, so I guess in theory, I'm not really surprised that it came back there. I am surprised that it came back. So I can't sit here and say that exercise prevented my cancer, because obviously the cancer was stronger than, you know, my fitness at the time, because it came back.
But your fitness prepared your body
right
for what you were about to go through.
Yes.
And that's very true, Dan. That's what the doctors told us.
Right.
They said, and I'm 64, Michelle. I'm not your age. Mm-hmm. You're younger than me. And I was 60 at the time that this happened. But he said, had this happened to anybody else, Maria, you know, they probably wouldn't be here. But because you were healthy and had exercised, and your body, my body was prepared for it, even though our bodies went through hell, excuse me, but they did, you know, taking all the chemo and the medicine. And you're still taking chemo, I understand. But yeah, that's what happened. Her body was prepared because she had done this for a long time.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I was stronger, probably than most. And, you know, I had already been through the breast cancer, and my breast cancer was, you know, my treatment and everything was kind of, you know, extreme. I mean, having a skull biopsy, I mean, you know, having your head operated on is terrifying, even if it's just your skull. That came back benign, fortunately. But yeah, I went through just the ringer as far as surgeries and everything else before it even came back in my brain. But again, because I was so fit, you know, it gave me some reserve to tolerate this. Now, the chemo originally, when I got treated for breast cancer 6 years ago, the chemo is so harsh that I started having, you know, effects on my heart. And I wasn't having heart failure or anything like that. But the strength of my heart was starting to decrease. And again, I advocate for myself to the point where I think I probably get on my doctor's nerves.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
You know what? I don't
here,
care.
Hand me a high five, Michelle. I'm huge. Yeah. I go in and tell the doctors what to do and what's wrong with me and what medication I need.
Yes.
And if I had known then what I know now, I would probably have studied medicine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I had to come to the realization, like Jim said earlier, that the doctors don't know everything. Mm-mm. You know, they are just practicing mm-hmm. on us, mm-hmm. literally. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you have, whether it's cancer or, you know, trigeminal neuralgia or, you know, bacterial meningitis or you got a broke leg. They're just doing what they think is going to be the best thing that's going to heal you. But they don't really know for sure.
Right.
And I had to come to that realization that they're not gods. I think I thought a doctor was some kind of god that was going to heal me at one point in my life. And I had to come to the realization they're just like me and you. Mm-hmm. They've just studied this particular thing longer than me. And they, but you know what's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. And they don't really know that, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, they knew that they knew they had to prescribe something.
Right.
To shrink the cancer.
Right.
Shrink the tumor.
Right.
But I am close to 100% convinced. And to frame this, Michelle is currently on three different chemos.
You said that.
Two every day, and then an infusion once every 3 weeks. And life expectancies include women who die of organ failure and heart failure due to this, due to the chemo. You know, the chemicals break down the good cells.
Mm-hmm, right.
It creates atrophy.
Because it kills the good ones as well as the bad ones.
It loses, you know, your muscle density. And the fact that you can see her now and to see how her body's responding. And, you know, she's taking 40 pills a day for the last 2 years. And I'm convinced that we'd be in a much different place if she wasn't so committed to her diet and her exercise regime.
I mean, I definitely believe that.
You know, I'm sure that Sean caught this as well. And y'all listening on the radio, Sean's still in the studio. He's actually holding the camera for us, so we appreciate that. But I thought it was interesting, Michelle, when she got the news about the cancer coming back to her brain. You know, the first thing out of her mouth was, well, you know, what about the gym? You know, when can I get in the gym? You know, that was a safe place for her. That's like home for her.
Right.
And she wanted to get to that place. And I'm sure that, you know, she knows the managers there and the employees there and the other members there. And that was just, you know, almost like home for her. That's where she wanted to go.
Right.
So, you know, don't underestimate, you know, how important it is to have that gym in your community.
Well, I think, you know, I was determined. I mean, I had a brand new husband. I have two teenagers and I was a competitor. I didn't want to lose my fitness level, but in the big scheme of things, I didn't want to lose my way of life.
You didn't want to lose your life, right? Your lifestyle.
You know, I left it to the doctors mostly and myself, you know, somewhat to save me and make me better, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to lose my way of life in the process. And I still feel very strongly about that.
Well, it's very evident. I mean, you look beautiful. I mean, and thank everything you. You've gone through. And she's still taking chemo. Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Every day, folks. I mean, that's, and it's still harsh on her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, very harsh. Jim mentioned something before at the beginning of the show, and I wanted to write it down. Don't discount the dopamine that's released when you work out.
Absolutely.
The gym is her mental health. It keeps her level-headed. You know, when she doesn't go to the gym, we can all feel it in the house. And it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
At one point, and then I'll let you, but at one point, we had three gym memberships. We had the personal training one over here. We had the real gym here. But then we had one by our house just so we can get cardio in the winter.
Right.
So she was committed that she was going to outrun this.
Well, that's why we titled, and Dan, I thank you so much for that. And I thought, what? And the picture, you know, now you led this race, mm-hmm. after all this. Mm-hmm. You're going to speak, mm-hmm. To all these people and these doctors. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started speaking at a function called Real Men Wear Pink in Tallahassee, and that's a big fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, and they heard my story. And at the time, I was maybe 6 to 8 months into this diagnosis of mm-hmm. it coming back in the brain, and I had to stand up there and say, my life expectancy is 12 to 18 months. And, you know, you can imagine, you know, and I made people imagine, you know, can you imagine telling your parents that, you know, can you imagine telling, you know, your children, you know, these things. And I told my children this initially because I wanted them to realize that life is special, mm-hmm. and life can be short, and you know there is strength through adversity.
Absolutely.
And I wanted them to know that their mother is strong. And one of the things I talked to my younger son about, and I'll never forget, and I said, Dylan, I said, what do you think about this? Because he didn't seem to have any emotion, and he said, nothing really. And I said, you're not worried? You know, you're not worried about what they said? And he said, no. I said, why? And he said, you beat it once. Why wouldn't you beat it again? You know? And I just sat there. I'll never forget that. And
That gave me chills, you just saying it. I mean, the strength, you know, out of the mouths of babes comes so much truth, you know? And he had that in his spirit that, hey, my mama's tough and strong and she's already beat this once. So he wasn't worried that right. you were not going to beat it the second time, Michelle.
Right.
And that's powerful, people. That's
it is powerful.
And I took, you know, so much hope and so much faith in what he said. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and my son is very intuitive. And I just smiled and I said, you know what? We're going to make that right. We are going to make that right. So, but yeah, so once I got, you know, the gamma knife radiation, you know, which is terrible. You may have had that where they
that
make
was
a
my
mold
next
of your
thing.
Face.
You're right. I did not have it, but that was the next step, was the gamma knife, yes.
Yeah, so they put a mold of your face, and then they bolt this thing, this mask, to the table, and you hear it like nails going in. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that noise. And it is very difficult to breathe. You can't even blink your eyes. And then they would put you through an MRI machine. And I did that every day for 5 days. And it was awful. And then they started pumping me full of chemo. And I didn't have the kind of chemo that makes you lose your hair again. And a lot of people don't realize that. When people think of cancer and they think of chemo, they think, well, you must be bald and you must be skinny and you must fit this, you know, persona of somebody that's really, really sick. And that's not necessarily true. And I tell people all the time, you don't really know what someone is going through, as you well know. And, you know, taking these two chemo pills, which are pretty harsh. I mean, they're harsh. And two anti-seizures, and then the infusion every 3 weeks. You know, I've gotten so sick where I've had to pull over on the side of the road and throw up. I've been to the gym where I've thrown up.
That's what Dan said. Said she's
going back to working out.
And goes back to working out. Goes, throws up, and comes. Now, that's dedication, people. I mean, this girl has cancer and taking chemo, and we don't really have an excuse. We don't, do we, Sean?
No.
Well, and I knew, you know, when you do that, it's not a stomach virus,
right,
you know, and
no.
you have to tell yourself that, and you're like, well, I threw up. Okay, mm-hmm. what's next? Let's go work out.
Yeah,
right. You know, let's push through. If we can work out, we can work out. If we need to go home, we need to go home.
Well, it's horrible for me because I can't come home with an ailment. I'm like, honey, my shoulder hurts. And she gave me that look like, you didn't just say that to me, right?
Yeah.
So anything short of a heart attack, I'm
right. You suck it up, Dan. Suck it up.
Keep it all to yourself.
Keep it all to yourself and suck it up, Dan.
But I have started to speak more, and I've become very much an advocate, like I said, for people who are, you know, in a treatment program or treatment plan for cancer, but also people who are going through cancer, you know, to exercise, to move. To move the body and also just advocate, you know, for yourself. And one of the biggest things that I did is, you know, I trusted the doctors, but I would ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And I would ask them, okay, how do I deal with this if this happens? You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? And then I would go home and research, mm-hmm. you know, what kinds of foods can I eat that will help strengthen that? You know, what kinds of things should I be doing? And I have wonderful doctors at Mayo Clinic, but I have one that is really wonderful. And she talks about treating the whole patient rather than the condition, just the condition. So, you know, she helped me through that a lot. And, you know, they kept trying to tell me, you know, calm down on the exercise, calm down on the exercise. And then finally, when I come back in and I'm doing so well, they're like, oh, well, keep whatever you're exercise. Doing, just keep doing it.
Michelle's very modest, though, about her speaking. And I've got to brag a little bit.
Sure.
So this snowballed. People heard her speak at Real Men Wear Pink. Then she was invited to do a cancer walk and then a TV interview. And then she was introduced to a doctor that was helping her with some knee problems. And there is a movement amongst younger doctors to start prescribing fitness, mm-hmm. nutrition to help these patients battle the side effects. And her last two invitations to speak and her next invitation to speak are, they're a testament to who she is. Do you want to tell them or do you want me?
Well,
Mayo was the first one.
Yes, Mayo was the first one. Well, I think there's been several, but you know, I really preach about being an advocate. I really preach about exercise. And I just to disclose this, I am not a trainer. I've had no medical training. I'm not a physical therapist. I'm not any of that. I have a business degree from FSU. I was a loan officer. So I knew just common sense wise that, you know, you've got to exercise. And I always thought about it from an inside out perspective. If you can keep your heart, your lungs, your internal organs overall healthy, then you can probably withstand the chemo a whole lot better. And I always mm-hmm. compare it to like mm-hmm. a fish tank. If you don't continue to, you know, change out that filter,
that's right.
And, you know, you keep it pumping, then it's going to build up and it's going to form all this stuff and it's going to slowly kill you. Well, if you keep your heart going, you do the cardio, mm-hmm. you work from the inside out, then you're going to be able to process it better. You're going to keep your heart healthy, everything. And then I do weights to keep myself from becoming frail. You know, to keep that strength, you know, up to be able to handle things should they go south. They have told me that, you know, this will be a long process, and that I will probably have other issues in the future. But I am determined to, if there's anything I can do to not let that happen. But they've told me, you know, I'll probably be on chemo for the rest of my life. But yes, I talk a lot about, you know, exercise, advocating for yourself. But the biggest thing I think that I do, which a lot of people don't when they speak, is that I am brutally honest. Brutally.
Don't candy coat anything.
No.
You tell them like it is.
No. And I especially talk on behalf of stage 4 patients, which is, this is horrible. this is horrible for stage four cancer patients who are on chemo, most likely for the rest of their lives. And let me tell you about their day to day. And the other thing, you know, that people don't bring up is, what about the caretakers? People mm-hmm. don't talk about that very much. Mm-hmm. So where is the awareness of all of this? You get diagnosed with stage four, you get the chemo, you're on the chemo, then what's next? Then what do? Not many people talk about that. You just fight for your life. Well, how do you fight? What is your definition of fighting? Is it sitting in a chemo chair? Is it sitting in a chemo chair plus eating well? You know, what is your definition? And I think that's what doctors are, you know, kind of, you know, focusing in on, is treating the person as a whole. You know, what is your mental status? Are you depressed? What are we doing for that?
Well, I know you and I talked about this in the hallway a while ago. And, you know, people mean well. Mm-hmm. People, and I said to you, Michelle, you look beautiful when I first saw you. You know, mm-hmm. you said that to me. But just because we look a certain way does not mean that we don't have the battles that we mm-hmm. face every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have a great day today. I had a great day yesterday. Day before was a horrible day. Mm-hmm. You know, but we put on that face, you know, we put on that face and we move forward, because if we don't, the alternative is to be looking, you know, up at the roots. Mm-hmm. And we want to fight. And I mm-hmm. think if I got anything from this interview, Jim, today, is that Michelle's a fighter. Mm-hmm. And
no doubt.
And Dan is a fighter. He chose to love her in sickness and in health, and to stand by her and to be a fighter with her. You know, the same thing you did for me. You know, you chose to love me. And so with this, with the medical knowledge, with our diet, and I'm not a doctor either. I have been a personal trainer. I have been in the gym business 40 plus years, but I don't know it all. I just know what works for me, just like you know what's working mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I see you doing. And not only that, Michelle, but you are taking your story to people and giving people hope mm-hmm. because they need somebody to give them hope and to fight. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many cancer patients just give up, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not that, mm-hmm. you know, you're not that person.
Right. And not to interrupt you, but I know that, you know, there are people right now who may be listening that are elderly. That's right. They may be so sick that they, you know, are having, you know, problems walking. But, you know, I tell people, if you can walk to the mailbox, walk to the mailbox.
That's right.
You know, whatever you can do. If you can't get out of the bed, let's try to get out of the bed. You know, let's kind of get that heart rate up, because once you do those little things, sometimes those things build on each other. And when you can get up and walk, you gain confidence. And when you gain confidence, sometimes you're not so depressed. And then when you're not so depressed, you want to move more. And so it starts spiraling
right.
up.
It's a snowball. It's a snowball effect up rather yes. than down.
Yes.
And even take the baby steps. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, I read this, and this is the first time I've ever read this. And I'm, exercise and diet improves overall health. And it can improve chronic conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and many types of cancer. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. can improve those. And it helps with depression, anxiety, and dementia. And first time I've ever read that, where diet and exercise can help many types of cancer. Now, I don't know if it can, but apparently it has. It has helped you to withstand these drugs. It didn't cure your cancer, and that's not what we're saying, but it helped your body to fight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and that's the story here. It helps your body to fight. We've got 2 minutes left. Michelle, what would you like to say in this last minute here before we close? What would you say to anybody that says, hey, I'm battling cancer, I've just been diagnosed with cancer, whether it's male or female? What would you tell them to do?
You know, I guess I wouldn't say such a broad statement, which is, you know, keep fighting. Again, what is your definition of fighting? You know, how are you feeling? You know, what are you doing, you know, in terms of nutrition, in terms of, you know, movement, in terms of your mental health, your support? What are you doing for those things? You know, how can you improve any of those things daily? And that should be part of your fight, and increase those or improve those or keep doing those if they're working for you. And they should come together, and hopefully it will increase your life expectancy. If you are not stage four, it should help you prevent you from being stage four. If you're cancer free, period, maybe it'll help you from not ever getting cancer. So those are the things that exercise does. And my neurologist said, and I'll never forget this, cardio helps heal the brain. So, you know, all those endorphins, all that mm-hmm. blood flow yep. to the brain helps heal the brain. And so that's where we're at. Now, my brain isn't perfect anymore, like we were talking about.
Mine certainly is not.
Sure it was before.
Yeah, I know Jim was going, he's not sure if he was chiming on that one or not.
Yeah, I'm pleading the fifth.
Mine wasn't too good before, but it's a lot more scrambled after my brain surgery. Yes. You know, people don't get that, you know, but because we look fine, you know, but sometimes you'll talk to me or if I get too tired, you know, just like you, I know. And this is not going to be our last interview or our last connection. I promise you. Now that I've seen you and touched you and just have fallen in love with you all over again, and now, Dan, we're going to do this over. We are out of time, and I'm so sorry. But Michelle and Dan, thank y'all for joining us today. What a story. Jim.
Yes, and, you know, also one of the things I was reminded of during all this, and we've talked a lot about doctors, but it just reminds me how much we appreciate doctors that have the ability to see the big picture and have a holistic view, and they don't dismiss things outside of their control. You know, the power of faith, the power of prayer, the power of a healthy lifestyle, a healthy diet, because, you know, it takes all of it, you know, including what they do. You know, we can't write prescriptions. We can't do surgery. So, you know, we all need each other. So, thank goodness for those that do it right.
Absolutely. Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining us today. Wintersville Fitness, FitMix, the Valdosta Bike Shop. Mike, thank you for doing our board. And we're looking forward to having you at NPC Night of the Gladiators as our DJ. Dan and Michelle, thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.